Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, welcome to Legends Avenue. It's called TB12. Let's get it.
So it feels very unlike the Patriot way.
They call it the Patriot way.
Dale Arnold.
14 has mono and will be out for this game. Wait,
it's not always that.
Sam Darnold.
So,
Rich Key.
Did you ever think that maybe there's more to life than being really, really ridiculously good looking?
Okay, it's time for me to look myself in the mirror.
I will spend 4 to 8 hours in front of the mirror.
Dale and Keith, middays.
Right. What was the slogan? One of the something like a cracker, but more like a snack.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
All right, a little self-examination part to, you know, kind of kick things off here.
All right.
Because I think it's good to be honest about oneself and you know, a little introspection from time to time is not a bad thing.
I feel like this is going to be a shot at me.
No, it's a shot at me.
Oh, okay. Let's go.
Wow. Let's do this. Either way, I'm good with it.
So it's fairly obvious, you know, if you see me walking around that I am not a fashion icon. Now I don't sell yourself short. I try to wear.
You're well put together. Is that a short joke?
It might be. So I try to wear, you know, clean stuff. You know, but kind of the basics.
Clean
jeans. You make fun of my collarless Tiger Woods golf shirts, which I don't have on today because I knew you were coming in.
Yeah, you have a lot of those.
I've got a few colors. You're in his head.
So
maybe you sponsored.
So I'm not the guy you come to for fashion advice. You go to Rich for that stuff.
That's me
for the most part.
I'm the guy.
Sweatpants.
I got mesh shorts on today. Thank you very much.
So I'm begging one of you people,
yeah,
either you two in this room or you guys out there driving around listening,
all right,
to explain to me the Cam Newton grandma scarf on his head.
Well, but you got to own it. You can't be afraid.
You kind of lean into it.
Yeah. You got to go out there. I think there was a little moisture in the air. He wanted to. My grandmother used to do that when there was a wet air.
My grandmother used to wear them all the time.
Well, it's 2019, Dale.
True.
You know what?
Men can do anything women can do.
My mother-in-law.
Yes.
My wife's mom.
Right.
God love her.
Uh-huh.
I think she occasionally wears a scarf like this.
Yeah.
I've never seen a grown-ass man wear this.
Well,
now you have.
Nobody else is doing it.
You got to push the boundaries.
You want to be unique in this day and age. You don't want to just blend in with everybody else, right? And what's going to pop off more than an old woman's scarf wrapped around your ears after playing a terrible, terrible game
and losing to the Bucks.
See,
why don't we focus on completing passes and not your post-game wardrobe?
That is,
you see, that's what he's doing, isn't he? He's trying to take the focus off how badly he played.
And off the fact that his right
and,
arm
and his team
work.
Is 0-2, and he can't run, and his arm doesn't work anymore. So let's just talk about his grandma's scarf.
Yep.
Pretty he's
much.
Had some outrageous.
Genius.
Now, there was somebody on Twitter a while ago who did a thread where they compared Cam Newton post-game wardrobes to Batman villains.
Maybe.
And it's one of the greatest posts ever.
Is this a Batman villain?
Yeah, I don't know which one it is. Old Mother Hubbard. I don't know who it would be, but
Granny Goodness.
Granny Goodness. Yeah, there you go.
And I got it's time for me to look myself in the mirror and
might have started.
Yeah,
that. I should have done that before the game.
That'd
before
be nice.
You came out.
That'd be
to
nice.
The podium.
That explains it all, though. He's never looked himself in no mirrors in
no,
that
he
house.
Hasn't. But he's like, I'm gonna use this.
Some of the hats. I'm okay with the hats. You
the
know,
hats are stupid.
No, I'm just saying. At least I understand. Okay, he's trying to go.
You want
to
show
Tom
hat?
Brady wore a hat here a couple of weeks ago to the game. And by the way, promised others still to come.
Yeah, that was interesting. He didn't.
Yeah, but then he didn't wear
it.
One last
He did
week.
Have a shiny jacket.
Yeah, that's
like
fine.
An aqua shiny
like
jacket.
One of those starter jackets from back in the day.
Cam Newton's out here looking like Craig Sager is what kind of the suit game that he has. That's fine. Maybe he was inspired by him. But then the thing around the ears and the head, I don't get it. I really don't.
It's functional. I'm telling
is that,
you.
So
it
is that
not
a scarf?
Functional at all.
Keeps him dry.
What's an ascot? Is that something? Is that a thing?
Yeah, I don't think
is
that's
that what that
mascot.
Is. No, I don't know what it is.
Now,
I've heard that.
I'm going to go out on a limb and suggest that this scarf probably costs like $1,000 or something.
Yeah. Oh, no question.
It's an expensive scarf.
And you only wear it once.
Then what do you do with it? Burn it? What's
next? Should have thought of that first. Maybe burned it before.
Everybody's giving Odell Beckham such a hard time about the watch. This is much worse looking. A little scarf in the post.
Is it?
Yeah.
See, the watch scarf is just a fashion statement.
I guess.
The watch is a man who's lost touch with reality.
A little bit.
And the people that actually watch his game.
But he's punctual, though.
How could you distance yourself any further from your fan base in Cleveland, your working class fan base, than to put a $190,000 watch on in the line of fire, right?
It's a slap in the face a little bit.
Yes. Although we had...
Or is it something that maybe you would aspire to be? Like, hey, one day I can wear $200,000 worth of material on
custom
my wrist.
Jewelry.
I'd like to think I wouldn't.
I also wouldn't.
But Rodney Harrison
but
did
I'm a
it, remember?
Man. He wore...
A Rolex to practice.
Oh, yeah, but not in the game.
Because I don't think you... I don't know how you get away with that.
You're not allowed to.
I don't know how
you're
that
works. You're
not allowed
to. But he did it at practice. That's
but
right.
But that's the same thing. And Rodney Harrison would be seen as sort of the salt of the earth, physical, old school player.
Yeah.
He had a Rolex on the practice field.
He thought it looked cool, I guess. Or wasn't his thing, like, I bought it, and I want to remember, I used to not be able to buy things like this, and now I
and
can.
And if it breaks, I'll buy another one, because I can.
I remember, here's a little trip down memory lane, I had, like, a chain on at practice once in football.
And Aqib Talib ripped it off.
Yeah, no, some other kid ripped it out, not on purpose, but he was, like, trying to tag it, ripped it off, it ruined my day. Absolutely ruined my day. Broke the whole thing. And these guys out there, like Cam Newton in week one, I don't know if he's wearing it last night, was wearing like a 10-pound thing around his neck. I'm like, how is that not flying off every time?
Yeah, I think they worry a little too much about fashion these
days.
Maybe
a little bit. Hey, look good, play good.
Look bad, play bad.
Look bad, play bad.
Yeah,
you know, now it kind of all ties in because that was
true.
Horrible look.
He was.
And he was a horrible quarterback last night. Here's what I'm convinced.
Good game, though.
Oh, my God.
Everybody was bad. Both Thursday teams, the refs.
You got to admit, Thursday Night Football is already in midseason
form. It's already
between the week
fire.
One game, the Bears-Packers, which shouldn't even have the excuse of, you just played 4 days ago. That game was horrible. And then last night, I kind of had the feeling, Bucks-Panthers, that maybe it would be a horrible game. And it lived up to that.
No question.
But Thursday Night Football is a dump. And I know we can talk about it, you know, every year. It's almost always bad. And you have to showcase these bad teams. So they're in prime time. You're like, hey, here we go. Week two, starting up. And then you're like, this?
A lot of groundswell support for going the doubleheader on Monday night and trashing Thursday night.
Really?
I've never heard this. Really? A lot of people,
they
because they do it every year
I understand.
To start the year, the doubleheader. And it seems like a lot of people on both coasts kind of like it because it suits their needs based on the time.
I like that idea a lot better than Thursday night football.
And you just sold us.
It eliminates the short week.
Shime, you like that?
Right?
You're better like that?
Competitive.
Easy parlay nights. I like it.
So why not?
Here goes Shime.
Because you have a bad Sunday, and then now you can chase it on Monday, not with one game, but with two. That's even better. Hey, so, you know what? I like that. I'm coming around on that.
I wouldn't be stunned if as these TV contracts evolve, maybe there's some consideration
double the Monday night. Because they got to get rid of Thursday night football. They really do.
No one likes it.
It's bad for the
players.
Except
we watch it.
Yeah. Well, what else are you going to watch?
Did you stick with it last night?
Seinfeld's not on anymore.
Sadly, yes.
I was in and out. I mean, I was not. I mean, the lightning delay was, you know.
That sucked.
I mean, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
I love how, you know, the Twitter universe that we live in, they are killing the telecast.
Yeah.
And so much so
that
they actually have to explain, look, we had to get the cameramen out of their positions because of the lightning. So we're only down to like the robot flying camera. You know, we only have a couple of cameras we can use. And people, hey, come
sucks.
On.
Yeah. Well, listen, Twitter,
try to watch a game here.
It'd be really cool if Skycam got hit by lightning.
You think so?
That'd be a sick
and
shot.
And then what?
Well, it would go black.
Game's over. Right. You're like, okay, well, we'll see what happens. I don't know.
Yeah. Did you notice? So did either of you watch the game?
I watched the game. I didn't watch every second like you did, but
I
watched
it. Did you
see
the new thing they're doing? You know the guy that has that camera attached to his chest that runs around
the
end zone?
You got to be in good shape.
He's running around now, the kick returner, right before the ball's coming. Literally, he does this like loop around the guy, and it appeared to piss the guy from the Panthers off.
It should.
It should. Like an extra gunner.
What if the guy quit kicks you?
I don't want that guy. Yeah, they got to get rid of that.
Kick returns are useless now, but
it's unnecessary.
It really is, and it's going to affect a game at some point. There's going to be a guy that trips.
Right.
Now he's stuck on the field, and the ball's kicked off, and the returner trips over him.
Terrible. They're going to have to blow it dead, and then whatever. And
Lord,
the place is gonna go nuts.
I mean, I understand that, you know, TV networks. Look, I work in the TV industry on the night job, and you're
humble
always
brag.
Trying to. But you're always trying to find new things, do something different. They added, you know, bench interviews with coaches. I understand you're trying to keep it fresh, but how about if we don't try so hard, like sticking a cameraman on the field.
Let's remember
while
what the product
happening.
Is. The actual competitive game.
And that's just it with the NFL is they do a lot of things well. And actually, most of it is just people want to watch football. Like, just in it, you know, and they want to see the best players play, and that's what it is. But then every time they try to tinker with it, like Thursday Night Football or like this extra camera angle, it's like, no, no, no. That's not making it better.
But
if anything,
it's
going the other way.
We watch it.
I know,
but if the ratings were horrific and it embarrassed the brand and the Shield.
They're never going to be horrible as long as they keep, as long as it's still the game at some level, we're going to watch it.
Because we're suckers, so.
I know, but
us.
So, okay, I'm not going to stop watching because of the new camera angle. Right?
But why did you watch Bucks, Panthers, bad football?
It's football.
Right.
It's pro football.
So
but
that's
what
they're going
but is
with.
Is bad football still okay?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
It's kind of like pizza.
It is a lot like pizza.
Even bad pizza, edible.
Yep.
Well, edible, but not good.
Celeste, you get one of those pizzas, you throw it in the microwave on the little silver disc.
Hold on, let me just not check, terrible. Checking the sponsor. Oh, yeah.
I don't think Celeste is a sponsor. May not even be in business anymore. I haven't bought one in a while.
You might be the reason if they're not in business anymore.
No, it's true. It's still better than anything else. You know, you have the option of, you know, the Red Sox last night or
football.
The debate was on. You could go there if you wanted.
I was talking to a couple guys that aren't watching that.
No, no, because I was dancing between channels a lot last night, and I was trying to think of the things. And yes, I checked in on the Red Sox from time to time and checked in on, you know, the football game. I'm unlike you guys, I'm not interested in watching bad football. Just because it's football, even though it's awful, even though it sucks, I'm going to watch it anyway because it's football. I'm not going there with you.
Interesting. So, like, on a Thursday night, what would you just not watch anything?
Yeah, or watch a movie
something.
With your wife or something.
I got you. Yeah.
House Hunters International?
Yeah. Now, again, I didn't
They've
watch
used
every...
all those up for me. I've seen every one of them.
I love them all.
I mean, that little flat in Copenhagen that you
Beach
know, they just
over... front bargain hunt.
That's better.
Love it.
What about that Small House show where they're buying small houses? What's the deal with that? Why would you want a small house?
Well, that was all
like
the rage for a while.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
makes
sense.
Rage.
Like, oh, look at this. It's barely an oven.
Yeah,
like, why would you want that?
Well, because they're
can't
these.
Cook anything in there.
They put all their money into other living life.
I know, but it's like, hey, look
home.
At this tiny house. You're like, bend over to get in here. I'm like, what's this?
Honey, I need to write something. The bed has to fold up
this
to become
sucks.
A desk.
Oh, it's awful.
Hit your head on the ceiling.
We've downsized.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's wildly uncomfortable.
You're living in a walk-in closet now.
That sounds horrible, but. No, I mean, I'll still watch, and you're right. I'm not going to watch every single second all the time. But again, between betting on it and fantasy football and knowing that it's a 16 or 17-week kind of endeavor, like, I'm watching this stuff.
Here's what I'm convinced of, and post-game, Cam Newton said he's not going to blame his foot or his shoulder for failing to get the job done. Well, first of all, Cam, let's maybe not share so much about what's wrong.
Well, they just kind of did, but
they're probably
bringing it up.
Exactly.
They're both probably real messed up, by the way.
Oh, just watch him. It's fourth and inches, and Cam Newton's not going to run the ball?
Right.
And Tom Brady's running it on fourth and inches,
he
for
also,
crying out loud.
This goes back years, even to his MVP season, but he doesn't get calls. There was a hit to the
really
head last night.
Him.
Yeah,
like he's like Gronk
doesn't get the call.
Like Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, Shaq. Like he's bigger, so he should be able to take it. No, right. You have rules that protect quarterbacks more than any other position, and for whatever reason, you don't call it on him. I guess because he's bigger.
I think that's what it is.
It's not. I mean, yeah, theoretically, the guy's an MVP. He's a Super Bowl caliber quarterback.
Super Bowl runner up.
Right. Yeah. So he should get the star treatment that a Brady or one of those guys
he doesn't
gets,
at all.
And he gets. It's the opposite.
Yeah.
They, like, knock the crap out of him, and nope, no flag. Play
Nothing.
On. Play
no,
on.
No.
Play on, player.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while since he was the MVP.
Here's what I think, and we were talking about this in the office earlier. I think he's been hit more and worse than Andrew Luck has been hit. And Andrew Luck's been driven out of the game.
Right.
I don't think Cam Newton is much longer for this game.
No, I think we've seen the best of Cam Newton. I think
that's
certainly
for sure.
Clear.
And he's 30 years old right now, so...
It's too bad because he's a freak.
When he's going right, he is really fun to watch.
And
but
last night was not that
no,
one.
No, no, no,
that
no.
one like read option they ran where he fumbled, like he fell forward and fumbled. It's a debacle right now.
They're a mess, and that's 9 years in the league. And if anybody thinks that maybe there's a quarterback issue in the league, like there's not enough good quarterbacks, well, you take Andrew Luck out. Cam Newton's still in there, but he's not the same guy that he was. And are there enough emerging stars for when Brady and guys like that leave? There isn't. Like
Jameis Winston stinks.
Awful.
And
awful.
Did you also notice he squints to look at the big screen? Is that not a red flag?
That's a bad thing.
The thing is like 50 yards wide and he's on the bench squinting. If I'm a coach and see that, I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
He probably has like a light sensitivity issue because he's been hitting the head a bunch.
Well, yeah, that seems like that'll affect his ability to throw the deep post.
He sucks at football.
He does. He has to take a crow hop to throw it out.
couple of number one picks out there running
around.
Too busy
eating W's.
What a loser. What an absolute loser that was.
So you know what I did watch last night?
I can't imagine.
Instagram Live?
I can't. No, I will admit it.
Oh,
so.
Oh, God.
What yeah, I watched John Wick 3. I watched John Wick kill 94 people last night.
Was it 94? You counted? Or did you go to the internet?
I go to the internet.
There's nothing wrong with that. I saw that in the theater.
You
that
stat
a
check.
Fantastic
do it yourself.
Movie.
Should do it yourself.
I thought about it. As I'm watching it, I'm thinking about it. First of all, does he ever shoot anybody with just one bullet?
Well, no, you want to put them down. You want to make sure they're down.
Sure. Yeah, you shoot them between the eyes, you probably don't need the three in the chest.
No, a couple
just
more.
Just a thought,
just,
you know.
Just to send it
home. You never know.
His percentage is through the roof, by the way. Yeah, he gets his guys every time.
Well, I mean, he kills everybody. Yeah. He did kill, I think it was 94, I read, was the kill count from last night.
Which you said was down from John Wick 2.
Yeah, he killed like 128 in
Focus
John Wick 2.
Focus group said it was too much.
Yeah, there was more story in this one, I guess. That might have been what it was.
Was there?
I don't know. There should be a John Wick 4, though, coming out.
Oh, they've already set you up for John Wick 4. And the director's already said he's making John Wick 4.
How about that?
Now, I wonder what Keanu Reeves has to put himself through to prepare for this.
Oh, I've seen it. They show it. It's in. He does like all his own stunts. Like he learned essentially like what they call gun fu, where you're doing like karate, but also with a gun. So you're like kicking guys and shooting them like, as you're punching them. He's gone through all that stuff.
Favorite part for me from John Wick 3. Now, there's a dog in all of the John Wicks, but it's his dog, and he's sort of an antler.
Oh, Halle Berry's dogs.
Halle Berry's dogs. Now,
amazing. Excuse me?
Oh, yeah, Halle Berry's in this. God. She's got killer dogs.
How about him killing Boban?
I can say that.
You know Boban, the guy who plays in the NBA? Boban's in this movie.
And he dies?
He fights. John Wick gets him in the library.
What death number is he?
Early.
It's hard to say.
He's early in the game. You can listen to a full reaction to John Wick 3. It's hashtag dork episode 124.
The best podcast on WEEI.
Check the archives.
According to the bosses.
Why don't you do what Rich does?
He's so good
on social media.
Sounds like a bitter guy whose podcast doesn't have as good a numbers.
That's what it sounds like to me.
We're growing. We're the fastest growing podcast.
That's what they tell you.
It's football season and you're a football podcast.
And we're new. You've been around forever, you old coot.
Oh, we have. We have. We're actually kind of going down now.
I'm not surprised.
Like Cam Newton, our best days are behind us.
You kind of cliche now.
Yeah, I know. Same crap.
So are we going to talk about Antonio Brown going on Instagram?
Yeah.
I can't believe
we made it through like 25 minutes without talking about Antonio Brown.
It was an effort, but we did it.
Well, we got 3.5 hours to go.
The show's not over yet, Andy. We got a ways to go
But the way he goes, by noon,
there'll be
something new.
That's
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. We will get to the calls with you guys. We will expand what we'll talk about. And we will talk to Michael Irvin somewhere around 1 o'clock today. Some of that's dependent on flight arrivals and all that stuff. By the way, speaking of fashion, how about that outfit he had on?
Hideous.
Always.
What was that?
Yeah, he knows,
hideous.
He's doing all right. He knows what he's doing.
That was awful. Like a lime green thing.
At least he didn't have a babushka on. But
no, he didn't.
How about an ascot?
Ascots are good.
Ascots go around the neck, right? Like a choke
collar. But so do scarves. And this guy just put it over his ears.
He was wearing a bonnet, not a scarf.
All right.
And it was functional. It was the weather.
I don't know how functional it was.
It was keeping him dry.
Looked velour.
Velour.
Very fancy.
Ooh. A texter says it was a Versace scarf and it's only $495.
Oh, nothing.
Only.
Odell Beckham's like, please. I wipe my butt with that stuff.
Maybe literally. We're actually going to talk about butts later on as well.
Oh, sweet.
Because Andy Hart claimed he had the butt story before everybody else had the butt story.
I'm the swamp-ass king of America.
Well, there might be more to that than we need to know. 617-779-7937. Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart. Time to trend.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sad news this morning. We learned that guy right there, Eddie Money, passed away overnight. early this morning, actually. He had announced a while ago he had been diagnosed with stage 4 esophageal cancer. Eddie Money passed away early this morning at the age of 70, and we wanted to pay tribute by playing my favorite Eddie Money song of all time. I like Two Tickets to Paradise.
Does he have a lot of other songs?
Oh, sure. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't know.
Take Me Home Tonight, Baby Hold On.
Oh, yeah, that's a classic. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was actually a big deal back in the
80s.
Quite
good. All right.
Back when I was a lot younger than I am now.
Not a music guy.
No, me neither.
Tom Curran got mad at me last night. Dale, I do TV, too. Got mad at me because said...
Yeah, yikes.
Brag.
Look at these guys. Watch out for these guys.
By the way, Rich does TV, too. Yeah.
Yes, I know.
Not this week. I don't know what happened there. Yeah, I don't know what I say last week. I don't know. Something happened.
Uh-oh. You're out.
I'm not in the trust tree anymore.
But he's going to see The Who tonight, right, I believe?
Oh, they're at Fenway tonight. Yeah.
And he got mad when I said, I'm pretty sure I couldn't name a single song from The Who.
I could definitely name a bunch of Who songs.
I got nothing.
I don't really want to see them in their 70s. Right. Having said that, I was going to go see The Stones when they were coming to Gillette, and then it got shifted. I know, yeah. There isn't. I can't even justify it.
Don't judge.
I don't know.
Judge and Curran, huh?
I don't need to see people on stage older than me singing rock and roll.
Come on. What if they still have it, you know?
They probably do.
They could.
Do they?
There you go.
Now, there's a
little Who for you.
Famous Who.
How do you not know this song, Andy? Even I know it. I
feel like I've heard it.
I feel like over the years, maybe this has come across.
Couldn't name it.
No. Okay.
Baba O'Reilly.
Excuse me?
Baba O'Reilly.
That's the name of this song?
Uh-huh.
I've never heard that phrase in my life.
It was like the CSI intro for like years. I don't know how you don't know this.
No, I've heard this. I've definitely heard this. But I could not name it would be my point.
That's fine.
And
you have other skills.
If this were Name That Tune, I'd be screwed.
You're like, line?
You weren't sitting home last night like picking out tunes that you wanted to listen to, but you were sitting at home last night watching live video on Instagram, right?
Yeah.
How about this?
I saw it a few minutes late, but...
thank you to Mark Daniels. I would not have seen it if not for Mark Daniels of the Providence Journal.
This whole technology thing is new to me, but what's he doing?
I don't know. Let me just add this real quick. Adam Schefter just tweeted out, at this point, NFL will not place Antonio Brown on commissioner's exempt list, and there is no criminal investigation making him eligible to play Sunday versus Miami. NFL has opened its investigation, which will include interviews with Antonio Brown and his accuser. We heard yesterday that the sit down with the accuser will happen sometime next week as she's getting married this weekend. I don't know when it'll happen with Antonio Brown. So add that to the mix. But yeah, he has been silent on Twitter and Instagram since
he
signed here.
He'd gone into social media silence since Saturday.
Normal, good idea.
And smart, I thought.
Last night, Instagram live video from TB12 headquarters.
Yeah.
Let's listen to just a portion of last night with... You know,
Antonio Brown walking around.
You're
AB17 at TB12.
Your wide receiver.
So, y'all, you heard. God is great. Determination, perseverance, commitment. We got this. Focus.
By the way, he's reading signs on the wall as he's walking along.
It's called Welcome to Legends Avenue. It's called TB12. Let's get it. Hey, Alex, it's just like 17,000 people.
Hello, 17,000 people.
Somebody got to do this work. Call God. In the time of crisis, all I ask is love, dedication, and focus. Stay focused. The devil going to try to bring you down when you get closer to your goals. The key is, don't let him. Now, I was thinking about it. All the basketball players in the world, all the soccer players in the world, they get love and embrace. Maybe we need a football USA team so the world could love us. Because all we get is hate. Call God. I'm gone.
Did he say call God?
Yeah, you know what that is? That's the Josh Gordon emoji thing.
It is. Call God. Call God.
Could you give me his number? I don't really have it.
You can find it. Just Google it.
Does he really think all he gets is hate?
Yes.
Because he was beloved for a long time.
But he's
both in Pittsburgh and nationally.
He's gotten a lot of hate since the Oakland stuff, though.
Yeah, and he brought it upon himself. The devil didn't do it.
Well, the devil did. Once
the devil wears
the
your
devil
helmet.
Does, well, Devil Wears Prada is actually a film that I saw not too long ago.
No, he brought this upon himself.
He did. Now, This was a surprise.
And is he talking for all football players there? Like, all football players get nothing but hate?
Basically, you are on Team USA. It's you, it's Brady, it's Gordon, it's Edelman, it's the defense.
You are loved.
Yeah, you
People
are.
People just bow down to
People
you.
Are defending you right now without having any information about a rape
accusation.
Now,
there are also a bunch of people who are clobbering him
now. There are. It's pretty split.
There are people in this country who have already judged him guilty.
Right, but his whole thing,
stepfather.
Was it Ronaldo?
He hasn't talked to him in 14 years, but okay. Yeah.
Ronaldo dealt with the rape allegation recently. Like the elite soccer players deal with it too. When you're charged or accused with one of these issues, crimes.
There's not a single athlete in the world that is unanimously loved. There just isn't, because most of them are on a team sport, and automatically the fans of other teams are going to hate that player, or sports hate that player.
Right.
And when it becomes individuals, people sort of pick and choose who they like. You know, whether it's tennis or golf, like you have one guy that maybe you root for over others, so... Nobody is unanimously loved.
And then did he slip a focus in there?
Like he said, you gotta stay focused.
Well, you're not.
Like,
why don't you listen?
Videos.
Why don't you play this back and pay attention to some of it?
But these
and
guys.
And then the part, did you guys watch the whole thing?
Of course I did.
He is such a narcissist. The one where he finishes the drill and then walks over to the camera and lifts up his shirt to flex his abs.
He's in good shape.
Like, of course he is, but what are you doing?
He's showing you the
abs. What are you showing me?
It's like Instagram.
Show me your damn hands. Catch the ball.
He will on Sunday.
I don't need to see
his
abs. He's
going to play on Sunday.
Crazy narcissist.
Yeah, but you didn't just learn that yesterday, did
No.
you?
And by the way, 17,000 people? Not a lot.
Well, he just started.
Yeah, but it's not a lot.
Well, he's got millions of followers. I'm sure more people have seen the video now. Do they do a count like they do on Twitter?
I'll double check it right now.
Thank you, Sean. See how many people watch that? I bet a lot of people have seen that video.
Well, no, everybody's watching it on another platform.
So add it up. I bet millions of people have seen
that. Yes, it has been watched by millions.
Yeah.
But like, Alex, like the
but
brand.
Did he do
Why do you want to be tied to this if you're the TB12 brand right now? Is that a good idea?
Well,
and Alex is a partner, right?
But don't we think that he's living with the guy who the TB12 brand is named after?
Sure, but that's personal. This is in the facility. Yeah. He's showing video of the walls
but
and
what's
the drills.
What's the difference of TB12 sticking by him than the Patriots sticking by him right now?
Well, I would argue the Patriot brand is stronger, more established, and already has its detractors. Like, people that hate the Patriots.
So is TB12. TB12, there's a lot of people think badly of Alex.
Like me, snake oil, sure.
Yes, there's a lot of people that think that way.
But not for anything of this nature, like that they did something questionable. Like, this is an alliance that you have a guy allegedly raped a woman, right? Yep. There's a claim out there that he is now just doing live. You can work out with me. I'm not going to blackball you and say, don't ever step in this door.
Right.
But I'd prefer you not be doing videos in front of my logos and putting it out there right now.
I think
now.
They'll take the publicity.
Any publicity is good publicity?
I think so.
Floating like a butterfly, getting ready to sting like AB.
I think they'll...
see what you did there.
Because now more and more people are hearing about TB12 because they're like, oh, where was Antonio Brown doing this video? Everybody's going to be talking about the Antonio Brown live Instagram. Where was he doing it from? TB12.
With Alex.
But the analytics don't.
Now, no Tom Brady. At least we didn't see Tom Brady in the video. But
some other guy, some poor trainers on there. Yeah. Did he sign off on it?
I don't know. Or did they have to blur his face?
That single party consent in the state of Massachusetts?
I don't think Antonio
This guy tapes a little too much for my liking.
He does. Do you think Belichick was annoyed by that video?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. My guess is...
Just do nothing.
There's been a lot of talk this week about what will Belichick say. You know, will he bring him in on day one and say, hey, listen, here's what we do, here's what we don't do. I at least wondered when he'd gone on social media silence since Saturday, did someone say, hey, let's cool it on the social media stuff right now. And then last night I'm thinking somebody today is probably saying, hey, Antonio, come here for a minute.
Oh, yeah, Bill.
Not now. I mean, what are you doing?
Bill is going to chew.
But it's not like
this
the
is
players
a guy who chewed
allowed-
out Dante Stallworth for saying what his favorite Randy Moss catch was. Chewed him out with, like, MFers and bad words you're not allowed to say.
But he wasn't talking about any players on his team. He wasn't talking about anybody on Miami. He wasn't talking about Oakland. He wasn't talking about Pittsburgh. Players on the Patriots, yes, they kind of fall in line, but it's not like they stop tweeting. It's not like they stop going on Instagram completely. Tom Brady did a documentary during the season.
Correct.
So I think Antonio Brown doing a video like this, I'm sure it's an eye roll from Belichick. I don't think it would
get in here. Like, what are you doing? Give me your phone.
Yeah, given the situation, this is different.
On many levels. First of all, social media was a part of the end of his career in Oakland, right?
it was a tool.
Either accidentally or intentionally.
We think he hired somebody to turn it into a tool.
So social media is a big part of his story. He's been here 4 days.
Right.
One of those days included a civil lawsuit being filed against him for sexual assault and rape allegations.
Right.
And he thinks it's time to go on social media and just embrace the publicity.
Must be shine time.
Listen, I don't think it was smart of him to do that, but
wait, back up.
Shime time. Yeah, he said that a while ago.
He's on your bandwagon, Shime.
Huh? Like, yeah, me and AB are boys. You didn't know this?
He picked three winners last week. He's winning games.
Needs to recoup the extra $15 million.
Listen, I think him going on doing that is stupid, but I also don't see how it really hurts anything. Like, I don't see
it doesn't.
Maybe we're saying the same thing.
But then. It's dumb.
By the way, Teddy Bruschi linked to the video last night. And what he said was, he's in the right place to get work in at TB12 Sports. So Teddy utilized the opportunity to give a little plug to TB12 there.
But I would have gone dot, 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 but clearly not in the right frame of mind. Because he shouldn't be focused on the Instagram Live video while he's there, right? If you're in the right frame of mind, what are you doing?
You know what? He's obviously been very caught up in social media for a number of years now, and it is not really taken away from his on-field game.
No.
You know, so it's not like he's been distracted by it. He's like, oh, I got to go out there and I got to make sure I, you know, film a video after the game and now I'm dropping passes or whatever. That's never been the case.
No, but it's also going back to the whole locker room, post game, Patriots, Steelers, Tomlin speech, that whole thing. It's been a football negative for him, right? Net negative. Business-wise, it may be a net positive. I don't know how he's monetized it, brand-wise, all of those things. But football-wise, it's been a net negative, in my opinion. Not a lot good has come from his social media style.
The issue isn't that Antonio Brown had an Instagram live show of him working out. Hell, Belichick's probably happy he's working out. That's not the issue. It's optics. It's timing. It's, you know, at this point last night, there were still legitimate questions about whether the commissioner was going to let him play this weekend.
Yeah.
We think those questions may have been answered this morning. But, you know, you've got people out there sharpening the knives. You need to maintain that social media silence.
Just shh, Antonio, shh. Don't do anything.
I just think
show up and play football.
There's nothing in that video that you can use against him is sort of my point. Like, there's nothing. He's not saying, oh, this woman's a liar. Like, if he did that, you're like, you're an idiot to leave. Like, what are you doing? There's nothing there.
That would get him cut.
There's nothing there. I don't think anything happened.
Right.
And all we know is, all right, he is not going to be completely unplugged from Twitter and Instagram. We thought maybe there was a chance because it had been a few days since he'd done anything other than retweet the Patriots team account. There'd been nothing there. He makes a video. You're like, okay, like he is going to maybe do some of this stuff.
But you agree this would annoy Belichick.
I think it would be more of an eye roll than a, oh my God, I got to talk to Antonio and put a stop to this.
And if it were in Pittsburgh, I think people would say, just another example.
No, but
I think people would say they have no control over him. Look at what he's doing. You're an idiot. Maybe you should rein this guy in. He should know.
Yeah, you might be right. I mean, I was definitely surprised when I saw it. I was like, oh, here we go. And like right when I started to watch it, I'm like, I don't know what he was going to say. I don't know what he was going to do. And I'm sure they felt the same way. They're like, oh God. But again.
And why do people let him get away with it? Like, why does Alex Guerrero not care?
Because he's the best receiver in football.
But Alex Guerrero cares? I guess it's
I can't
Brady's
imagine that matters.
Like,
Guerrero?
I'd be pissed. It does. Because if Cam Meredith was doing that, like, Guerrero would be like, what? You know? But the fact that he gets a lot of attention.
So they're all enabling him.
Yeah.
Sort of what Pittsburgh did.
Yeah. If you're the best at what you do, you're
so
probably
he's learned
gonna be
nothing. He's paid nothing. And he's being enabled by the Patriots and people that work with the Patriots.
But this wasn't like he was Instagramming
practice. I don't believe the Patriots will enable him. I mean, I really don't.
If Bill doesn't do more than roll his eyes, then I think you're enabling him. You're letting him do whatever the hell
pleases. I think you're overblowing this, though. It's not like he was in the locker room or he was at practice.
Was it smart?
Does it help
the team in any way?
Doesn't hurt him.
I don't know that it doesn't hurt him.
No, I think
it keeps Antonio Brown from going away.
Most Instagram posts and tweets don't help or hurt. They're kind of just out there.
Right, but in this case, when there is a lot of focus and attention on a hot-button topic, a serious topic, which, by the way, all his teammates made clear, we take this very seriously.
And
teammates, Belichick, all through the organization.
They should.
Those who actually said something, which are the people you'd expect, Slater, Devin McCourty.
Which, by the way, Slater said a lot in his comments, a lot, saying, I'm speaking for the team, not necessarily for myself. We have a job to do. Basically saying, I want no part of this crap.
Yeah, you're right. He definitely was separating
himself
a little bit.
The smart thing to do is lay low. Very simple. Just go work out, go to TB12, go to practice, do what you want, lay low. But he can't help himself.
No, he can't.
What was the reason to do this? You say it doesn't hurt, right? Most things don't help or hurt.
Right.
What is he thinking? Why does he have to do this? Is this an illness? Is this an addiction?
Oh, to
like,
the
why does
media?
He have to press go and hold it up and show that I'm throwing a heavy
maybe
ball
he's like,
back
listen,
to a guy?
I got 3.5 million followers, and they're not going to follow me if I don't post something.
They're going to follow you when you catch 2 touchdowns in Miami on Sunday, and you're with the Patriots, and you're 7-0 in a few weeks, and all of those things.
And that could still be the case.
Right.
So like, I don't see how that.
I don't think he was going to lose followers if he didn't do this thing.
He's
last
gaining
for a
followers.
While.
Patriot Nation is joining.
They're jumping aboard, and now they know. Hey, he might slip out of video at any moment.
Right, you never know.
And Raider Nation is leaving.
Yeah. Right there, you never know. You might see anything at any time. That's bad for the Patriots. That is not part of the Patriot way.
Makes him a good follow, though.
Yes, it does. Good follow. Bad.
You never
Patriots.
Know.
Men lie, women lie, but the analytics don't.
There you go.
617-779-7937. We'll get to the calls with you guys coming up next. Andy Hart's in the house from WEEI.com. It's Dale and Keefe. We will talk to Michael Irvin just after 1 o'clock here on Sports Radio WEEI.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
(617) 779-7937 is the telephone number. Again, the news of the morning. Adam Schefter, among others, reporting that the NFL will not place Antonio Brown on the commissioner exempt list before the game on Sunday in Miami. Now, technically speaking, the league could try to persuade the Patriots to not play Brown. They could try. Reports are they haven't contacted the Patriots at all.
I think that's a slippery slope.
I don't think they can
even
do that.
The ball is in Bill Belichick's court. It's his decision. 100%. Now, he can take into account whatever he wants. Health, preparation, the off-field issues, whatever. And he has built-in excuses. I said last night on TV remember the end of Oakland. One of the things was he killed the DBs on the practice field and then said his hamstring hurts. Oh, yes. Maybe I should get a Glenn-like MRI.
Yeah.
As Tito said, started barking at him a little bit on Friday. We're just to be cautious. He's got a little hammy. We're not going to play him on Sunday.
There are a lot of easy ways to not play him on Sunday. First of all, you're playing the worst team in the league.
It's not like you need him.
You don't need him at all. You can say, hey, he's only practiced 3 times. We don't feel like he's ready to go. We're going to play him in week 3. Kind of like wait and see, right? Like we're going to see what happens with this investigation.
Right up until he goes on Instagram Live and says, I'm healthy. I know the playbook as well as any of those receivers. This is wrong. I don't know why they're not playing me.
Maybe there's that. And I think it's actually because you put in so many incentives into his contract, that's a hard thing to sell.
Yeah.
To say that you're not playing. So I think he plays.
$500,000 just in roster bonus for the week.
Right.
And roster then he has bonuses. $4.5 million tied up into catches, yards, and touchdowns, which
above and beyond last year. Like Brady's
greater than all of them. And he did play 15 games last year, so it is doable. But if now you're talking about 14 games max, it's going to be even more difficult for him to get those. I think he definitely plays.
Should he?
Would you, if you
were Bill Belichick, would you play him?
Yes, I would.
Dale?
Well, you're asking him if he'd play him?
I know. But, okay, so you, would you play him?
Well, I think you have to now.
You don't have to. Well, you can make
really,
up something.
I really do think, well, that's the
Our
thing.
Our system's you a lot different than Pittsburgh and Oakland.
Now,
no, I think that's
would
believable.
You
I think I would. Is the only reason you're not playing him so that if something bad, a bombshell drops next week, you can kind of whitewash the whole experience?
He
never played in a game.
Yeah.
He was here, but he never did any.
But don't you also give out?
I don't think it matters. You've already decided
if he has
to walk down
six
this road
catches
right.
against Miami. Is that like
now,
a million times worse?
Would
Why?
You rule out? Now, I know even the NFL and certainly the teams in the NFL are not CSI, right? Like they have had a hard time going through some of these cases. They've tried to do it in the past, but that's not what they are, right? Like they don't.
But they have arms that are strong.
So, within that, do you think the Patriots have already done some work? Now, whether you want to say they had an idea before, they certainly know now. Do you think they've done any due diligence on their part?
I will tell you that based on people that I've talked to, they did.
Then if he's still on the team, then that sort of leads you to what kind of answers
they
got.
They are convinced, maybe too strong a term. They are very confident that he did not do what is being alleged. They didn't just rely on Drew Rosenhaus. They didn't just say, oh, well, Drew said he's clear, so let's get him signed here. As you would expect a corporation of that of that power would do, they investigated. They checked it out. And as I said, they are convinced that this is okay.
And they do this a lot. Like, they have the ability to do this. They have people on staff with connections to law enforcement, FBI. They do it with draft picks.
And they've had a lot of guys over the years. Yeah, you're right. It's not just the guys that you already are aware of a red flag. It's the other guys. Like, you're giving millions of dollars to 53 different players or more. And so you want to make sure you're not blindsided by anything.
And all of these guys, there's a million issues. Like, yeah, Laramie Tunsil with the stepfather-in-law. And
This is part of
doing NFL business in the year 2019.
Right.
It just is. And so the fact that they have, it's not just he's released on Saturday, you need to make a decision. Oh, he's like those few hours. Now you've had Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and he is still a Patriot. He was given a new jersey, right? The captains talked
17.
About him. He was somewhat accepted into the brotherhood, to use the term from
he's
Matthew
doing TB12,
Slater.
So he's know he's at TB12.
Yeah. I think if they had found anything more alarming that led them to believe that he'd be gone. Yeah.
The idea that's out there that the Patriots were blindsided, they had no idea, that's false. What they didn't know about was that the lawsuit was going to drop on Monday.
Because how could you?
Right.
And no one knew that.
Anybody could.
Right.
They knew that there were issues. They knew that there were allegations going back and forth. They did their due diligence to the best of their ability. I mean, it's not like you can say, he's 100% clear. They checked it out.
Right. It's tough to prove, and they're going down that road. But I really believe if there were more, they could get out from under the money. They'd be gone. They'd be winning in Miami. This wouldn't be the end of the world if they had to cut him. We'll move on to a different story in a week.
They're a pretty good
month.
Team regardless.
Right.
Right.
So the fact that they're sticking with him tells me that they believe him. They believe in him for the here, for the now.
617-779-7937. We'll talk to Devin McCourty next hour. We'll talk to Michael Irvin after 1 o'clock. We'll talk with you guys as well. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.